Welcome to Inside Golf with New York Times bestselling author Matt Adams.
Andrew Landry will forevermore carry the title of being a winner at golf's highest tier on the PGA Tour with his recent victory at the Valero Texas Open. He's also won multiple times on the web.com. But the person behind the person, the person behind the champion, I think, is equally as compelling as the person that now will walk forward in life forevermore, recognized as one that is high, has won at this very, very high level. Andrew, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I guess the quick and obvious question is, how has life changed since you have broken through and won on the PGA Tour?
It hasn't changed one bit. Still wake up, do the same thing, and got to care for my family, and it obviously, you know, it obviously helps with job security for the next couple years. So
yeah,
that's the most important part. And you know, this is the first time in a really, really, really long time that I've just been able to go out and play golf and not have to worry so much about my job for the rest of the year.
Andrew, did you know, and you know what I mean by know, rabbit ears and ears, did you know with the victory that you were where you belonged to be? Or did you know before that when you started knocking on the door and you knew how close you had come?
Yeah, I you know, it's obviously really, really, really hard to win on the PGA Tour. And, you know, it has taken a lot of guys 200 plus times to get a victory. And I've always just had belief in myself and, you know, had belief in God that he would lead me right down the perfect path. And that's all you can do. You know, you just work hard at what you do and try to put yourself in those situations. The more time you get in those situations, the better you're eventually going to be. And, you know, I was just very fortunate to pick up a win. And, yes, I definitely did know that I was knocking. I've just played so good over the last 8 months, and things have gotten a lot better and with my game and my golf swing. And I'm starting to hit the ball a little bit better. And, you know, that was a prime example right there that I had everything firing on all cylinders. And whenever I have everything firing on all cylinders, I can compete on the PGA Tour.
What, or I guess a better way to phrase it would be, who was the first phone call that you made after the victory?
I had everybody there that I wanted, you know, to talk to. What made it super special. But I did call my coach, Chuck Cook, and just to talk with him. I mean, he was really, really excited for me. And you know, that was something that we've really worked on hard. And, you know, he's just, now we got to go win a major. So it's, he's always pushing me to a new level. And I've been very blessed and fortunate to have gotten to work with him for so long. And it's going to be a good journey ahead of us. And, you know, obviously he's got another good player out here. He's worked with some all-time legends, Hall of Famers. And so he knows what I need to be doing. And, you know, I've just had full belief in him and what he does. And that definitely takes a lot of pressure off of me.
Why did Chuck have such belief in you, Andrew? Was there some kind of wisdom or phrase that he would impart to you that made you realize that he believed that you had what it take to be a winner?
You know, we played golf the week before I won. And just out of nowhere, he's never really said this. And, you know, I've just always known that he has belief in me, because, you know, he's always trying to push me to a new level. Every single year we reevaluate. But that week before, we went and played golf, and he sent me a really nice text message saying, you have what it takes to win out there, and you just gotta just put yourself in the situation and just know that you're good enough to be out there, and you will win.
You know, in the scheme of life, Andrew Landry at 30 years old is still a very young man. But in the world of sport and to some extent in the world of golf right now at 30 years old. It's usually a sign you've been out there campaigning for some time. In the dark moments of doubt, were there depths for you, Andrew Landry? Were there times when you wondered if you would ever make it?
100%. The year that I made it onto the web.com tour in 2015 was the year that I was going to give up the game. I literally was like, I can't do this anymore. I just couldn't go anymore. I couldn't be away from my family, and I just wasn't seeing any kind of results. And that's when I talked to my wife and I said, I'm going to give up the game. And she said, well, let's just give it one more year and see if there is a way that you could go back to everything that you did in college. I was obviously a good player in college. I was a 3-time All-American at Arkansas and a 3-time All-SEC player, and just had a lot of stuff going my way. And right out of college, it was hard. And so, you know, getting that little momentum, I was playing TaylorMade golf equipment at the time, and I've always played ping my whole life. And my wife said, why don't you go back and go back to ping irons, go back to ping equipment, go back to everything that you were doing in college, go back to your putting coach, go back to your ball striking coach, go back, do everything that you did in college. Just turn everything around and just give it 1 year. And I gave it about 6 months and I made it. It was very, very special.
Why do you think that happened?
Honestly, I think God's got a perfect plan. I really do. I think he's got a perfect plan for me.
Why do you think that there was a celestial plan for Andrew Landry to break through as a professional golfer, to overcome even your own self-doubts, to affirm the belief of your wife and the people that are around you? What is the plan? What do you think is planned for you?
I think that, honestly, I was put on this earth to play golf and to show my talent. And whether it be good 1 week or bad the next, if I'm not having my golf game there, I'm having some good times with the fans and growing the game for kids, getting to just interact with the crowds. And just this 1 week in particular, you know, there's been so many kids out here at Wells Fargo, and it's just been such a special week already that I've just been able to sign tons of, I've signed more autographs this week than I have in my whole entire career. I mean, there's so many kids out here, and it's just so important to just be a role model for the youth. And, if I can just change one person's life, that's good enough for me.
Well, I have to tell you, Andrew, in fairness, I have an agenda in talking to you about this conversation, because I know that you're reaching millions of people, and I know that there are people that in their heart, they have a hope and they have a dream and they have dark times and they have obstacles, but they believe they have what it takes on some level to do it. And I realize that there are times that even that wavers and they need loved ones and friends around them to say, no, you can get this done. So it's in that context that I'm asking you all this, because I do think that you breaking through and you being successful, while it's a reflection of massive talent, I think that talent is hard earned. And I think it came from a team that you surrounded yourself with. And I think all of that is massive inspiration for people that are chasing their own dreams. Do you grasp
sure.
that? Do you realize that the platform, the forum that you're on, and it can change lives?
It 100%. You know, that is something that that we are preached to on the PGA Tour when we go through orientation. It's give, give, give. And, just to be able to help people out. And, you know, I've been helped out my whole entire life. I've never had a job. And it sounds crazy, but my parents would work two jobs because they just had so much belief in me that I could make it. And so just having that kind of support behind your kids will lead me into how I, you know, raise my own son.
Andrew so Landry,
special.
Go ahead. Oftentimes, when we hear players talk about being a professional golfer, and in your case now, obviously a winner and a successful professional golfer, they'll talk about how solitary a game it is, at times the loneliness of it, in truth, but mostly they'll use the word selfish in order to be a breakthrough successful player. I've never 100% bought that. I don't think it's a selfish pursuit. I get the individual dedication, and I respect that. But, for example, in your most recent victory on the PGA Tour, if I asked you the question, who did you win for, how would you answer that?
My family. They've worked really hard.
Your dad not only was a courier for FedEx, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he cut grass in his days off and in the hours that he had available to help finance your dream?
He did.
And your mom did the job. Tricia did the same thing?
Yep.
So what was it like to be embraced by the love of the people that were around you that always believed, even at times perhaps when you didn't, that this day would come, that you would break through?
It just means some. It's hard to put it together. It just means so much that what they have done for me and just to have everybody there, so special.
Andrew, can I ask you this question? Have you learned more from the times of struggle or from the times of massive success?
Massive struggle. That is where you learn how to be a good person. And, you know, to have a good heart and just to, you know, give, you know. And I've always been like that, and my parents have been like that. I would much rather give than receive. And it's just one of those things, and I've always been like that. And that's just how my parents instilled, you know, all these good qualities in myself. And, you know, we all do stupid stuff, and we all make mistakes. And but, you know, if you just work hard at what you do and just believe and just live a dream, just live a dream. That's what I would tell every single kid, you know, any adult. That if you want to go and do something at a crazy age, then go do it. I know that you're going to hit massive struggles, and you're going to hit times where you just can't go on. This is kind of a funny story. You know, I went to Cartagena, Colombia, and I had $500 $1,000 in my bank account. And I came across a diamond ring for my wife. I was looking for a diamond ring, and I found the perfect stone that she has a pear shape, so it's really hard to find. And I searched 2 years for it and finally found it. And I said, hey, I'm in a bind here, and can I just give you $500 because I have $1,000 in my bank account? And can I just give you $500 to just hold this ring until I can get back from another golf tournament? And I'll start on a payment plan. And she said, yeah, I'll do that for you. And I went and won.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty, I mean, just crazy.
What is it like to stare at that ring today?
It's very, very, very humbling.
Incredible.
It puts you in a spot where you're just you just can't believe it, and it's just such, you know, just those little good stories that you have there. And you know, it was just struggles.
From a competitive standpoint, Do you enjoy, how do I phrase this? I don't want to make it sound too negative, but I don't know how else to phrase it. But do you enjoy proving people wrong?
Absolutely. Absolutely do. I think that's just the competitive nature in me. When someone tells me I can't do something, I go out and want to do it even harder, and I want to do it even more. And I think that that's if you ask everybody on the PGA Tour that, I bet you 99.9% of them would say, absolutely, I'd prove them wrong.
You and I have had the opportunity to speak in the past. I remember extensively after your run at Oakmont that, in fairness, you kind of introduced you to the world. And at that time, and I'm curious where it stands now and how you feel about it now, we spoke pretty extensively about, if you will, the obligation of someone that's in your position to give back. And where is your mindset at your, or probably better put, where is your heart on that right now, and what are you engaged in?
At the moment, my caddy and his family are very, very involved in St. Jude Charity, and we are working on some good stuff right now that I would really not like to say, and but we're working on something for the Halter family. You know, the little girl that I helped out after the U.S. Open, and yeah. I gave her my moonshine contract, and then we ended up raising them like $27,000. And but we have big things. I'm hoping from the PGA Tour standpoint, with the St. Jude Foundation, and you know, hopefully it's actually a contest, and if we can raise as much money as we can, and we'll maybe do something very, very special for the Halter family. And so hopefully we're gonna get that situated. And I've always been a big believer of St. Jude, and that was just something that my grandma taught me from such a young age, and it's one of the biggest impacts of my professional career was going in Memphis to St. Jude whenever I was playing the FedEx there, and I got to go and interact with some of the kids and help them putt, and you know, just to see the smiles on their faces, and you know, they don't know anything different, and that's what's crazy.
Do you think in some way that, Andrew, that you gave more strength to those kids, or did they give more strength to you?
Who? Probably more strength than me.
Andrew Landry is our guest. I want to ask you, too, because as a touring professional, you need companies to help you do what you do. Who have you aligned yourself with? Who are you an ambassador for? Who helps Andrew Landry be Andrew Landry?
You know, Ping has always been such a big impact in my career, and they make some of the best golf clubs and golf equipment that is on the market, and obviously Titleist is huge as well, and they make the number one ball in golf, and along with their shoes and the FootJoy shoes and the FootJoy gloves, and Oxford clothing. I mean, to be able to give me clothing every year to wear and support my style and kind of who I am, and just a very classic look. And you know, those are the three main companies right now, and obviously we're wanting to get something bigger, and we're working on some deals, and so hopefully something good will come in the future.
Andrew, if we can help you in any way as you move forward with your efforts or getting word out or what have you, please let us know. We're proud of what you've accomplished and the person that you are for yourself and for everything and everyone that you represent. It's been fun to watch you ride.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.